Now, okay, I'll put on here that I'm talking to Carson Dobbins. That's your name, Carson Dobbins.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
This is August 31st, 1987. And what year were you born, Mr. Dobbins?
April 27, 1897.
Uh-huh. And did you start playing music when you were young?
Yeah, when I was a kid, I used to, back when I was a kid, you know, you didn't have nothing then, you know, and I'd trade for an old violin, I should be broke up, and I'd borrow somebody's knife and take, you didn't have no glue there, you take brass pins and fit them together, you see. Uh-huh. About time he got interested, why, somebody wore his knife, you know, and when I first came over here, a bunch of us would run together, you know, and we'd have dances, you know, and get up, and good sociable, nothing, just nice time, you know. Uh-huh. And nobody could, I had an old banjo, a little fiddle, and I'd play and they'd dance, you know, and half the time they didn't know what I was playing, but we had a good time, you know.
So you played the fiddle too?
Yeah.
And the banjo?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I made three violins.
You have?
Did you ever see one of them?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
I showed you that violin.
Yeah.
You play violin?
Yeah.
I just got violin, and the string is dead on. So first, it's been on there for 5-10 years.
So you played music ever since you were real young?
Yeah, well, my daughter down there, she's a music teacher. I've got a son up there that I can, I'd like you to hear him play that badly.
Yeah.
Man, I'm telling you right now, he's a good guitar player too.
Uh-huh. When did you always live in this country here?
Yeah, I was raised over on what's called Crooked Fork.
Crooked Fork.
Yeah, down there. Over Gasula, down in the next Rosedale there, you know.
Uh-huh. Is that Steer Creek over there?
No. So it's empty in the Steer Creek down there. It was Crooked Fork. It heads up at the Fairview Church, you know.
Uh-huh.
You know where the Fairview Church is over there, okay?
Yeah.
Right over the hill from that.
Uh-huh.
I was raised in there.
Was there very much music around there then?
Nothing, only just some old fellas. That's how I like to see, that's how I come to learn. There's an old fellow there by the name of Seal, old John Seal. He all claw hammer then, you know. And another fellow by the name of Dick Wilson, that's how I got to learn what it's done. They're pretty good too.
Uh-huh.
But you see, if you ain't got a ribbon with that claw hammer, it ain't no good, you know. It's just if you're a drum, if you ain't. They had that, you know, and the violin the same way, fellas play a stiff arm, you just say, I used to bring all you have to do is shake it, you know. A lot of fellas that way, you know, no sound goes good.
That's
you know.
Right. Yeah.
But then, after I was married for 50 years there, I never had a violin or no music or nothing.
What was the best tunes you played back then?
Oh, I played a lot of them. I forget about old Arkansas Sammy, you know, and the Cannonball, and Turkey the Straw, and a lot of them old fashioned pieces, you know. They were good, too.
Oh, yeah.
They were good pieces,
yeah.
But, I just quit there, and none of my kids have never heard me play a banjo or nothing like that. Never had one left, you know.
Uh-huh.
I'll tell you, really, it's one thing. If you start too late, you're no good. And if you quit too quick, you're trying to start again, you ain't no good.
Uh-huh.
You got here. Uh-huh. Good musicians, they keep out of life. It's a job for them, you know.
Who did you play music with way back?
I just by yourself, just maybe something. You getting up an old banjo, you know, and picking up, you know.
Uh-huh. Huh.
back them days, that sales road work, they had some bad Joes there, it was good. Now, bad Joe's a funny thing, a fiddle's a funny thing too. You take a violin there, maybe you'll grind into a music store there, hit on one violin, and that violin will be a specimen, a best violin, and another nothing. An old fellow that ever still has played me share of old time music. Fiddle contest, you know.
What was his name?
Stutler.
Stutler.
Fellow by the name of Stutler. Used to play, you know old Sam Hacker and them.
Bill Stutler, was it?
I didn't know his first name. But he used to play down here at this year old Armory down here, you know. And he got a violin in there. And he picked it up, he owed paid about $25 for it. He'd been over $200 about that back years ago. You know. Uh-huh. That first violin I made is made over that old 1712. Graduated, the place was graduated since the old 1712 Santa Fe, you know. Oldest boy of mine's got that thing up there. He was only $500 for it two or three times. Huh. Well, you couldn't get it for nothing on, but he tried to play this violin, and he said, well, that violin is no good. He said, that don't sound like mine. He used to violin. And then another thing, the strings was dead on.
Where does your oldest boy live?
Huh?
Where does your oldest boy live?
He lives in Akinahai. They both. Jim, he knows that's the youngest. He never played the violin, and they were playing the other one night, and he got that book and looked him up some chords, and he played that thing. He played that good there.
Where's your other violin? You say you made three of them?
Yeah, I got two boys and one girl. She John Heater, you know John Heater? Uh-huh. He runs Heater always up there. Out there, yeah. And she's my daughter. Uh-huh. And she's got a big organ. I'd like you to hear her play that. Man, oh man, she can play that.
So your two boys have the violins?
Huh?
Your two boys have the violins?
Yeah. I met them all three. One, this is her injury. She ain't took it away, you know. All I just want for keepsake, you know.
Now tell me the story of that. You say you're up in Skin Creek when you heard that?
Of what? Yeah. Saw him safe up on Skin Creek there.
Saw him stage.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And that guy just took along with us and out there on a log on the same block, you know. And the Father University had that there. Old banjo, it wasn't a very cheap banjo, you know. But man, I'm telling you right now, he was all over and wouldn't play the boys. He just sat down and laughed.
He played one tune.
Just played one tune and sat down and laughed.
What was the tune? What did he call it then?
Huh?
What did he call it?
Frosty Morning.
Frosty Morning.
Frosty Morning.
Uh-huh.
I never heard it before.
Huh.
I never heard nobody play it since. But the way he played that, when he get out there on that day, you know, and he come on, he step up on that thing, and then when he come up onto that, up on the chord strings there, that would just roll down there, and just, yeah, just like talking to you. I was going to try to get him to play, sing it, you know, but he just walked on. He got his dinner. But I bet you that son of a gun could have played land, Joe. But I never heard nothing like that in my life before.
You want to try to play a little of it? You say?
Huh?
You say you can play a little bit of it?
I never got much of it there. I used to play a little bit better than I do now. I play, I've been knowing, you know, just And then there's no place where he did.
And you think that was like back around in the 1920s that he did that?
No, it's been 20 years.
Yeah.
It's been 20 years. Not of a fool, you know. But, just a smooth, you know. Hmm. But he played on television. That old hammer, old walking cane.
Uh-huh.
You remember, you used to have it on, an old Victro, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes I can shoot a good man, sometimes I'll work out for 2 hours and I get to shoot it all.
Yeah, that's the way it is.
Yeah. Shuffle in. But I tell you, pick up any time a piece of music, instruments out there, but don't sound right, you just can't play them. You ever get that? Just can't do none of that.
Did you ever play Liza Jane?
Well, I forgot. It was been so long, I forgot all about it, you know. Uh-huh. You ever play that one by Stanley Moore?
Yeah, I did play it on this
one. But I forgot that I can't play it anymore. I can't play it more.
Do you play?
No,
not me. I couldn't call
hogs. I forgot all the names of old songs. Sometimes I could pick it up and hit one and play a little of it, you know. Yeah.
Thank you.
bluegill fly.
Uh-huh.
It's a bluegill. Yeah. I used to be able to pick that pretty good.
That's a good one.
You know, there's one now I can't even start it. As long as
wreck of old number 9, is it?
Huh?
Is that the wreck of the old number 9?
Yeah. There's another little wreck of the... But you see, I tried it for so long that it's time to, it's just like anything else, you know. It's just like cotton to work. If you don't do it for years, you forget how to do it, you know.
Yeah.
I know how to do it, but I can't do it.
How's the words go to that going downtown?
Huh?
How the words go to that?
Going downtown, going down to Leesburg town, told me to let go down.
Right.
Back to selling high. 15 cents when it's green, 25 when it's dry. them was old pieces here. But
did them old timers like Uncle Dave Macon and them, did they ever come around here and play?
No. But now there's over there where I live, there's an old fella here, a great big old tall fella, you know. He just picked that up and he had that ribbon there, you know, to just roll there.
Yeah.
And then this fellow lived over across the hill. They were, and he was good too. They were good old banjo. But that old fellow,
what was his name? What was his name?
Seal, fellow by the name of Seal, John Seal.
John Seal.
Keep going on. So, I can't get it back. I know this, but I just can't get it.
That's one he played?
Yeah, it's on the Frosty Morning.
Oh, that's that.
Yeah. Now sometimes I pick that up and then maybe you don't hit on in the mood pieces you can't even, when you try to think of something, you get a little easy, you lose out of your life,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
But you know the first piece of music that ever sent over radio?
What's that?
Huh? I'll play it for you.
Okay.
I just so Kate Smith sing song, first piece was on the broadcast on the radio.
Uh-huh.
When the moon comes over the mountain.
Uh-huh.
After Well, I would say to me, she, I always liked to watch her. She was decent, you know, and she sung, well, she sung songs more back when I suited in with me, you know. You take a lot of this stuff where these fellas get it bring that way and they chop it up, so they ain't no, ain't a ribbon to it. I can't understand it, you know.
Carson,